Good day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm your host, Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're going to talk about something that I see quite often with some of my clients, and that's the hidden price tag, what your bond isn't telling you. When we talk about buying a home in South Africa, the conversation usually starts and ends with the purchase price. You see a for sale sign for 2 million rand, you check the affordability on the bond calculator, and you think, great, I can manage that monthly repayment. But here's the reality. The purchase price is just a ticket to enter the stadium. It isn't the cost of the whole game. Today we're peeling back the curtain on the hidden costs of South African real estate. The ones that don't show up on the Property 24 listing but can easily derail your 10% deposit plans if you aren't prepared. So let's look at the big three: SARS, attorneys, and the deeds office. The most significant surprise for first-time home buyers is that you need a secondary pile of cash before you even get the keys. These are often referred to as the transaction costs. So let's look at the first one, transfer duty. This is a government tax levied on property purchases. If the property is over 1.1 million rand, SARS wants their cut. It's a sliding scale, and once you hit the 2 million rand mark, it becomes a substantial five-figure sum. Secondly, we look at conveyancing fees. You pay for the professional service of the lawyers who transfer the property into your name. Remember, there are often two sets of fees: the transferring attorney who handles the deed and the bond attorney who registers the loan with the bank. And then thirdly, let's look at the deeds office fees, a smaller but mandatory administration fee for the legal registration of the title deed. So let's look at an example of the 2 million rand property purchase. So let's imagine you're buying a home for 2 million rand and securing a 100% bond. Here's what you need to have sitting in your savings account just to finalize the deal. So transfer duty, approximately 50,250 rand. Conveyancing or transfer fees, roughly 35 to 40,000 rand including VAT. Bond registration fees, another 35 to 40,000 rand. And then other things like postage, usually around 2,000 rand. So the total shock, if you're looking roughly at 125 to 135,000 rand in invisible costs. If you thought you were buying a 2 million rand house with zero deposit, you actually need nearly 130,000 rand in cash just to make it legal. Once you move in, the financial surprises keep coming. Beyond the bond, there are three recurring costs people often underestimate. Number one, occupational rent. If you move in before the transfer is officially registered in the deeds office, you pay rent to the seller. Even if it's only for 2 weeks, at a 2 million rand valuation, that could be an extra 15,000 rand you didn't plan to spend. Secondly, rates, taxes and levies. If you're moving in from a rental where utilities were included, the first municipal bill can be a punch in the gut. In South Africa, property rates are based on the municipal valuation. And if you're in a sectional title, like a complex or an estate, levies can increase annually and rates far higher than inflation. And thirdly, homeowners insurance. Banks require to have structural insurance. While it protects you against fire or flood, it's an extra monthly debit order that adds up to over 20 years. So the bottom line, buying a home is arguably one of the best ways to build generational wealth in South Africa, but it requires a buffer fund. Don't just save for the deposit, save for the process. A good rule of thumb is to set aside an additional 8 to 10% of the purchase price to cover these entry costs and initial repairs. When you go into the deal with your eyes wide open, you aren't just buying a house, you're securing your financial future without the stress of hidden debt. And that's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we'll dive into the pros and cons of fixing your interest rate in the current market.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonehouse Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your Money Moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.